This rock is Jesus. As the great hymn says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood. Amen. What a wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit we have experienced this morning. God is in this place. Thank you, Brother Nate. I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21. When they had come near Jerusalem and reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken to the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciple went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them. And he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the tree and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? And the crowds were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, Hosanna. Hosanna. Amen. Let us pray. Precious Lord, we come before you humbly, and Lord, I pray that you will hide me behind that cross. As we have been blessed with the gift of music and song and singing and children and youth, and now, Lord, as we spend a few moments in your word, we pray that your word that gives life will speak into our hearts, Lord. So come, Holy Spirit, come in a special way in this service. And we love you and bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So this is Palm Sunday, and Palm Sunday starts the Holy Week, which is a very important week in the Christian church, in the Christian history. This is a very important week for followers of Jesus Christ. And it is in this week we see Jesus coming into Jerusalem, and instead of coming on a horse that they were expecting, he would come on a horse as a warrior, as a king. Jesus comes on a donkey, which really surprised the people of that time. Donkey was a symbol of peace, an ordinary animal. But as we go on through the week, we will see Jesus going into the temple, and he's clearing out the temple, and he says, my house will be called a house of prayer. And then he spends time with his disciples and he washes their feet. He stands before Pilate. And people are saying, crucify him, crucify him. And then he goes into the Garden of Gethsemane where he is praying, one of the most powerful prayers recorded in the Bible. Where he says, Father, take this cup from me, but if it is your will, thy will be done. And from there, Jesus is arrested by the Roman soldiers. And he walks the way of the cross, which we call Via Dolorosa. You may have heard that song. And he's walking to Golgotha. And one of the hardest journeys in Jesus' life. And finally, he gets to the place of crucifixion, the cross, which was one of the most cruelest punishment anyone could receive. And they nail Jesus to the cross. And after a few hours, Jesus said his last words, it is finished. And when he said that, he took the last breath and he died. Then he was put in the tomb a day, but on Sunday morning, he rose again. And so as we go through this season of Palm Sunday, Holy Week, we begin with a shouting and rejoicing. But then we end up with the cross, and the cross represents the blood of Jesus. That's why you will see the change of paraments. We have the red color as you enter the sanctuary. The red symbolizes that this week was a very life-changing moment in the life of the Christian history, as Jesus came in victory, but then he was really headed toward the cross. But the ultimate victory happened on the resurrection of Jesus. So what can we learn from this story of the palm leaves, the Palm Sunday? Now, this text that I read out of in Matthew 21 is recorded in all four Gospels. It's recorded in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, 1 to 10. It's recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, 28 to 40. It is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, 12 to 19, which we read before the choir came in. So this scripture, as we read different accounts of this triumphal entry of Jesus, you will find a lot of things that we will not find in this chapter that I read in Matthew 21. But as we read this text, as we heard the text, we see Jesus telling two of his disciples, and he says, I want you to go to Bethpage, and when you get to that town, I want you to find this donkey that is tied, untie that donkey and bring it to me. We don't know the names of these disciples, but here's my first lesson I want to share with you. To do what Jesus asked of us to do, to do what Jesus asked of us to do. Now, these disciples maybe are wondering, what is Jesus calling us to do? He wants us to go to this town. Now, in that town, there were many donkeys. That was not just one donkey. What is Jesus asking me to go, both of them, to go in this town and untie that donkey? They probably were wondering, like I would be, Lord, what do you want me to do? You want me to go get a donkey for you? And so here's the lesson. The lesson is that they did what Jesus asked them to do. So friends, sometimes Jesus may ask us to do something that does not make sense. It probably did not to the disciples at that time. Why do you want us to go get the donkey? Sometimes, friends, Jesus may ask us to do something that is beyond our comfort zone. But we need to do it because Jesus has asked us to do it. Sometimes Jesus may call us to do the most small and ordinary thing that we feel is not important or valuable. But we need to do it. We need to be obedient to Jesus. And that's what these disciples did. They went. They were clearly instructed what they were supposed to do. And they went and did. Friends, in this week of Holy Week, I want us to be attentive to the voice of Jesus. What is Jesus asking each one of us to do specifically? What is Jesus asking you and I to do? And some of it may seem, Lord, I don't know what, this does not make sense. And some of us may mean, it may push you out of your comfort zone. And some of it may just be very simple and ordinary thing that Jesus wants you to do. It may not make sense, but we need to do it because it is a purpose. God has a divine purpose plan. When the disciples went and they untied the donkey, they did not know that that donkey was going to be used where Jesus would sit on that donkey and he would go into Jerusalem. There was a purpose. You see, Jesus did not come on a horse because horse represented war and victorious as a mighty warrior. But Jesus, even though he was king, he came on a donkey, a symbol of peace. And God used that donkey in his ministry to finish what he had been asked to do. What is Jesus calling you to do? And friends, it may mean this. For some of us, it may mean you need to pick up a note card and write a card to someone that you need to reach out to. For some of us, it may mean pick up your phone and call someone that needs encouragement. For some of us, it may mean you may need to go and visit that person that you may have not visited for a while. What is it that Jesus is asking us to do? And it may mean the most smallest thing, but even the smallest thing in the kingdom of God is so important. And so this lesson for us today during this season of Palm Sunday today is, what is Jesus calling me to do? What is that specific thing that Jesus may want me to do? It may be baking a cake for someone that is grieving. God has put it on your heart. You need to do it. God has put someone on your heart for days, and you need to call them. Say, Lord, I don't know why this person is on my mind. Well, he has put it on your mind so you can reach them. They need someone who would reach them, and that would change their life. Who is it, friends, in your life? The second lesson we learn from Palm Sunday, it says the Lord has need of them. So after, as they're going, Jesus says to them, untie that donkey and bring it to me. And if anyone asks you why you're doing this, tell them, Lord has need of them. The Lord has need of them. And so they did. And people, they're asking, why are you taking this donkey? And the answer was, the Lord has need of them. It is interesting here to me, friends, that the Lord of the universe, why would he need anything? Why would he need you and me? He has everything. He has all the resources, and he can use so many people. But why would Lord want to use me? You see, friend, I want to have a specific message in this too. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he needs you. He needs every one of us. He does not need to use us, but he wants to use us. He wants to use us for his purpose, for his plan. He wants to use us to bring people to Christ. He wants to use us to speak hope to people. He wants to use us to speak words of life into our friends in our neighborhood. He wants to use you, friends. And oftentimes, we wonder, Lord, what can I offer you? Lord, I feel so insignificant. I don't have this gift. I don't have this talent. I don't have all the resources. Lord, what can I do for your kingdom? But the Lord is asking you. He wants to use you. Sometimes we feel insignificant or even forgotten. But Jesus is saying, he needs you. He needs you. He said, Lord, me? You? The Lord needs you. You see, friends, the reason why I'm sharing this, because Jesus, our King, he notices you. He sees you. He knows what you're going through in your life. You see, in this story, there were so many donkeys that Jesus could have chosen. But he said, I want you to go to this house. They didn't know which house to go to. But I want you to go and untie that donkey. Jesus knew where that donkey was. And Jesus knows where you live. And Jesus knows what you are going through in your life. And he used those disciples to go and help that donkey to be untied. And a lot of times in our life, God uses you and me to help someone in this life journey. And so they did that. And they brought the donkey to Jesus. It's a very simple message. The Lord needs you. He believes in you. He trusts in you. He sees the potential in you. And he wants to use you. The Lord has need of them. Everybody still with me? There's a silence here which is making me uncomfortable. I'm making sure I'm on track. But this is the word from the Lord for all of us. Because a lot of times I've been encountered in my pastoral ministry. People will say, Pastor, I don't know what I can do for the kingdom. He said, you pray and God will show you what to do. But he wants to use you. Whether you are young, whether you're old in age, whether you're a child, God wants to use you. Thirdly, as Jesus is coming on a donkey, they're waving palm leaves. And they're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. I've heard Hosanna all my life. But it was not until 2020, the year of pandemic, when I had a revelation of what this word really means. It was a difficult year, wasn't it? We had so many of our close people died, and people were going through a really tough time in the era of pandemic. And in that time, God gave me this word, the understanding of this word, Hosanna. What does the word Hosanna mean as they were shouting? And you know, as in that crowd where Jesus was coming, there were people of different experiences. There were some people that were really shouting Hosanna out of a deep, sincere heart. Some were just there to just see what was going on. But some were there really because they knew who Jesus was. The word Hosanna simply means it's an expression of joy and praise for deliverance, granted or anticipated. The word Hosanna means a Hebrew word which means to be saved, to be delivered, to be victorious, save or salvation, rescue and defender. The word Hosanna is a prayer for help. Lord, come and save us now. Psalm 18:25 says this, save now, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now your prosperity. It is a cry for an urgent help of God. It is a cry for a divine intervention of God. And so, friends, I don't know what you are going through in your life, but you can say the word Hosanna, which means help me, Jesus. It means save me, Jesus. It means deliver me, Jesus. It gives me, give me comfort, Jesus. Walk with me, Jesus. Hosanna, save my children, Jesus. Save my community, Jesus. And they were saying Hosanna. You see, because Jesus, when he came into this world, he came to set people free. That's what he said to the disciples, to untie them, and he said loosen them. What he meant by that is that I came to set people free from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of sickness, from the bondage of things in our life. Hosanna means save me, Lord, help me, God. What does that mean for us today? It may mean that when we get a diagnosis of cancer or some other deadly disease and we are struggling and we say, Lord, help me today. Whether you're struggling in your life financially and you wonder, God, what am I going to do today? You can say, Lord, help me. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna means save me now, Lord. But Hosanna also means this. It means to praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, give thanks to God in all circumstances. What does that mean? It means that even in my good times, even in days when things does not make sense, yes, I'm going to say, Hosanna, save me, Lord. But a lot of times we need to also say, Hosanna, God, I praise your holy name. I thank you. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. As they were saying, Hosanna, some were really saying it from their heart because they knew that Jesus Christ was the one that will save them from their sin. And they were crying in their heart, Hosanna, save me. And they were also praising with their heart, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Now, as you're going about your day and you're in a grocery store and you say Hosanna, people will wonder what's going on. But that's okay. Because the Lord knows when you call Hosanna, he knows what you're asking for. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows the burdens of the heart. And Jesus is so amazing. He could have chosen any donkey of that day. Another thing that we see in that text, that donkey had never been ridden. It had been stuck in that for years. But Jesus came to set people free, and then to use that donkey for his glory and purpose. And Jesus wants to do it in your life, to touch you, to change you, and to let you know how important you are to him. So important that he left the glory of heaven, and he came down for you and me. Amen. The Lord needs you. And cry out, Hosanna. B Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Friends, I'm going to close. But I want to personally invite you during this week. There's a lot going on in all of our lives. But I want to invite you this week. We have several services happening where we can come and we can pause and we can remember the journey of Jesus this Holy Week. On Thursday night, we're going to have a prayer service with Pastor Rodney Mason preaching. We're going to have the choir from Cynthiana, Ebenezer Methodist Church. They're going to come and sing. I invite you to come. We're going to have Holy Communion. We're going to remember as Jesus was the disciple. On Friday at noon, we're going to have a service at Georgetown College, where several churches in our town are coming together to pray together. And I invite you to come and take advantage of that if you are able to at Georgetown College Chapel at noon. That evening at 7 p.m., we're going to have a service here, Tenebrae service, where we will remember what happened on that day when Jesus said his last words. Saturday, we will have an hour of prayer here. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., if you are early morning person, we're going to have a sunrise service right underneath the cardboard. We're going to have it in English and Spanish, and we'll have it online too. 8:30 and 11, we will have service here. And 9:45 next Sunday, we will have a time of singing and decorating of the cross. I encourage you, I invite you to come and experience what Jesus went through in the last days of his life. And I guarantee you, you will be touched and drawn closer to Jesus in a special way. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for speaking to us. Lord, we want to draw closer to you. And God, we cannot even imagine what you went through. But God, we want to take every opportunity to be able to experience that in our personal life. Thank you for setting us free, God. Thank you for blessing us beyond measure. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is moving in this place this morning. And we say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, we pray a special blessing as we leave this sanctuary and we go for our potluck lunch today with our church family. Father, we pray that you will bless the meal and bless our fellowship time together. Come, Holy Spirit, and be with us in Jesus' mighty name.